Did you don't miss her? Hear what I said, sir? Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
And connection with the host, Pastor Cameron, coming to you from the foot of the Bullhead Mountain, a little district called Turkey Pond in Clarendon. And truly, we just give Almighty God praise and honor and glory. So, wherever you are, all over the world, we are still giving Almighty God praise. In spite of coronavirus, we are still declaring that all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angel prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and we crown it, Lord of all. His name is Jesus. And he got the whole world. He got the whole wide world in his hands. And he has the coronavirus in his hands too. Nothing can happen in this world without my master. He knows everything. He's omniscient God. And he's omnipotent God, all powerful. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We continue to give him praise and honor and glory. This evening, I'll be talking about a little about an icon that Jamaica lost on the 27th of March. His name is Bob Undy. He was born Keith Anderson on the 28th of October 1944, and he died March 27, 2020. Real Jamaican icon. He has written so many songs. He's a songwriter, he's a singer, and as well as he's a musician. And he started recording from 1964. With a group known as the Paragons. His first solo hit was in 1967, I've Got to Go Back Home. But he came on a time where he really opened up black consciousness, not just in Jamaica, but all over the world. He and Marcia Griffiths sing a song that was written by Nina Simone. Young, gifted, and black. And this song was also re-recorded or re-released by Berry Gordy. That's the Motown icon. Bob Undy has done many songs to experience. I've Got to Go Back Home. He said, I deserve the right to live just like any other man. Team up with Marcia Griffiths, and they wrote many songs for her, like Truly, Mark My Word, Feel Like Jumping. One of the greatest things about Bob Undy was that before he died, he gave his life to the Lord. He gave his life to the Lord, and Tommy Cowan says he was a witness to that. His last request at his bedside, the man Bob Undy, he requests Psalm 34 in verse 3. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So he has been recording from 1964. I'm sure he was a, well, we see him with his lock, so he would do what you would call a rasta man. But at the end, he gave his life to Jesus Christ because he realized, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Before he passed away, he committed his life into the hands of the Master. And we are glad today that we can celebrate the life of this reggae icon, songwriter extraordinaire. He was a great performer too. You could refer to Bob Undy as a humble man. Done so many recording, and we truly are giving God thanks that Jamaica continue to play its part in enhancing the the human race when it comes down to music. You know, it was a Jamaica that produced, a Bob Marley. And the world over has known this other great Jamaican icon. He passed away at 36 years of age, 1981. And the world is still celebrating Bob Marley. Now we still have other greats. It was just the other day, Coffee won a Grammy Award. This Clarendon that produced another legend, Toots, from Toots and the Maytals. He also been singing from way back in the 60s. Toots, who has done so many hits, and the Clarendon Connection has chosen to open our song, our show with Toots and the Maytals. A man from Maypen in Clarendon. So this is the Clarendon Connection. With your host, Pastor Cameron. And really on a sad day in Jamaica, because on a sad day in the world, because this morning when 38 people in Jamaica contracted the coronavirus. Now, it's just after 7, and the news is reporting that Jamaica now stands at 44 with 3 dead. And the world continues to face this pandemic. But we know Christ in the vessel. We will smile at the storm. So many things are happening. It was said that this pandemic only attacks the old. But you see, even babies are dying from coronavirus. Coronavirus has no respect for any man. Even you see where Prince Charles has it. England, Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, he has it. A princess in Spain died from it. So this coronavirus goes everywhere. But every child of God know about the blood of Jesus. Gives divine protection. Psalm 1 said, the blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose its power. Still, I want to close out the section with that. We take a break with and close out with the Baba Andy, and then we come back with our guest for the Clarendon Connection.
Young, gifted, and black.
I've got to go back home.
Connection, and you're listening to the music of one of Jamaica icon, reggae icon, the man called Bob Andy. He was born Pete Andy. He passed away the 27th of March, and I am enlightening him because he died a Christian. Sure, he wore his Nazi dread, but according to Tommy Cowan witnessed. He given his life to the Lord, and before he died, one of his psalms that he requested was Psalm 34, verse 3. "For magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together." This is the Clarendon Connection, and we keep on praising the King of Glory every time. We want to welcome on our guest, Reverend Paul Taylor and his wife. And I also want to welcome Dr. Pamela Cameron on the show. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Cameron, and good evening, Dr. Pamela. How are you both doing? Praise the Lord.
Yes, we are giving God thanks. In spite of what we are facing in these troublesome times, we have to say, like the psalmist, "My help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth." Reverend Paul, you know, why, if you are in New Jersey, you want to tell us about the area that you are in and what is happening on that side of the world?
I just greet everyone that's listening this evening, and I'll have my wife to come in, Sister Loma. Lady Aloma, to come in and just greet us and say a few words also. We have over 18 cases 18,000, sorry, cases of coronavirus, and we have over 376 deaths so far, just in New Jersey alone, but in the U.S. the number has skyrocketed over 200,000, and I believe we have gone a bit almost in the 5,000 region, or 4,000, almost 5,000 deaths. But we're still giving God thanks that in spite of what's going on, we're still here. And just want to offer our condolences to the families who are grieving at this time, to the Andy family, Brother Andy, whose family is also grieving. And we want to recognize that, you know, during this time where you can't even give your loved ones a proper funeral because of the situation at hand. But we thank God that, as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Cameron, that, you know, he died a Christian. And being a Christian gives us hope, not in this world only, but for our eternity. And I just want to say to God be the glory this evening, great things he has done. I'm going to ask Lady Aloma to come in and just to say a few words and to greet us.
Thank you, Reverend Paul. Good evening to our listeners. Good evening to you, Pastor Cameron, and to my sister-in-law, Mrs. Pamela Cameron, who is also listening. I just want to greet everyone in the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to reflect a little bit on what we talked about last week, and just to give an encouraging word. We spoke about fear, anxiety, and disruption that's currently going on in the world. You know, how the world has been doing their own thing and has forgotten God. God has told the world now that now I have gotten your attention. Tonight, we would like to let you know that it's not all down and gloom. But in the midst of all this, there is hope. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 states, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all of men most miserable." Romans chapter 5, verse 2-5 tells us, "By whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations work as patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Verse 2 and 5 continue to speak about the great hope we have in Christ. And if there's ever a time the world is looking for hope, it is now. Hope is not in the government. Hope is not in our wealth. Hope is not in our leaders. Hope is not in our house. Hope is not in our last names. Hope is not in our education. Hope is not in the vaccine that they are trying to make. But hope is in Jesus. You know, I still want to give respect to our government and, you know, the leaders, they are the people who God has set over us for such a time as this. And as Christians, you know, the word of God teaches us that we should obey the law of the land. So although, you know, we are Christians and we have faith in God, we are still required to obey the laws of the land. And, you know, everything is shut down here. In New Jersey, basically, they have stopped all non-essential travel. Only if you are healthcare workers or essential workers, you know, that you are allowed to be out there. So it's not time for the church, you know, to be foolish, but to exercise wisdom and to obey the laws of the land. So if you don't have to go out there, please don't go out there. Stay home. Use this time wisely to seek God, to strengthen your relationship with God, whatever you couldn't get to do because you were just going and going from work and all that. Now is the time. God has given us this time as Christians to really draw closer to him, and for those who don't have a relationship with him, to establish a relationship with him. These are my few words. in Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord. Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Good evening.
You're doing okay. Bless God. I just want to greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Cameron, greetings, sir. My brother Paul, greetings. My sister, greetings in the name of Jesus. I also want to comment on what Aloma has said is so profound. And it's very important as God's children that we understand and recognize the signs of the time. One of the things that gripped me in the Word of God is Romans 14, verse 11. For as it is written, as I live, say the Lord. Can God die? God cannot die. They said, he's swearing, as I live, say the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So God is telling you, or telling the nation, or telling us, his people, whether you like it or not, it is a command that we praise him. It's a command that we worship him. Praise be to God. Yes, he has granted us the free will to choose. And so it has given us that choice to determine if we want to serve God or if we want to please the flesh or we want to walk in the spirit. And so man has turned away from God all these years, fulfilling the lust of the flesh, the pride of the eye. They've been going about doing their own thing. And they are not remembering that the word of God is already established. It's not going to return to him void until it's accomplished that which it is sent for to do. As it is written, as I live, saith the Lord. He's the one that said it. Every knee shall bow. So if you don't bow yesterday or today, you're going to bow. You're going to confess that he is God. And that's what men are doing now. Fear has gripped the heart of men. And the same people that used to curse God begin to call out to God for mercy. And the word of God, it is coming to pass. It is coming to pass. Praise be to God. So as for us as his children, and even for the nation and everyone that is listening, I implore you, I encourage you, continue to believe the word of God. Trust in God. Do not let fear grip you. A lot of people are when you talk about the mind, they're losing their mind now. They're locked up. They're not used to it because they like to go, go, go. So being confined is causing people to have increased anxiety, increased depression. And so that spirit now is on a rampage. And if they don't know God and know how to meditate and to seek the face of God, a lot of different kind of sickness and viruses and all kind of things might be coming out of this one thing. So let us continue to pray and to pray for the nation and just to pray for God people and just people on a whole, and so that they will get what the Lord is trying to say to them. Back to you, Pastor Cameron.
Amen. This is the kind of connection, and you're listening to Reverend Cameron here in Jamaica and Reverend Paul and his wife there over there in the USA, and we're listening to Dr. Cameron over there in Canada. This is the kind of connection. Take it away, Spirit. We're going to be taking a break, and we're going to be right back as we continue to praise the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Other. To do your best when you can. got to be clean. You got to make it straight. You can't be lean. Share the joy togetherness can bring.
Yes, this is the China connection to the host, Pastor Kevin.
I'm
right here in Jamaica. And also we have Reverend Paul and his Paul Taylor and his wife. They are over there in USA, New Jersey. And we have Dr. Cameron, and she's in Canada. And we continue to trust in the true and living God inside of the trying times that we are in. As I said before, we started out today with Jamaica 38. Now we are at 44 cases and treated. And we are still trusting in the true and living God. Right now, the entire island, by 8 o'clock tonight, will be under curfew from 8 until 6 a.m. Only essential services are supposed to be on the road during this time. And this curfew will be on for a week. And we have to keep on trusting in God, depending upon Him. Because the world, there's so much trouble. And as Bob Andy just sang, to be true to one another, to be kind and gentle to each other. I'm sure when this is all over, we got to be true to one another. We got to be kind and gentle to each other. Because there's going to be a change. Men must acknowledge the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. I hear nobody talking about Selassie, because they know he can't help. Nobody talking about Buddha, because they know he can't help. Nobody talking about Confucius, because he can't help. We have to talk about Jesus.
Something is happening to the connection.
Praise the Lord. We don't know if we can hear Dr. Cameron clearly. There's interference in the line from the Jamaican side, but we want to, while the technical difficulties are being resolved, we want to encourage you tonight that, as Lady Aloma said earlier, and Dr. Pamela said, that we have to acknowledge that the Lord's hand is in whatever is going on right now on our earth. And we have to understand that God works in mysterious ways. And when He has given us opportunities on top of opportunities to come to know Him as Lord and Savior, and we're not able to acknowledge Him, or we refuse to acknowledge Him, then God is going to step in. And it's not like God is forcing man. It's not like God is forcing man to worship Him, because He said that if we don't come to worship Him, He will allow the rocks to cry out. And when God says rocks in the scriptures, it can mean metaphorically and it can mean physically. He's a God enough to raise up some rocks. This is how He had water come out of a rock. This is how He parted the Red Sea. Or He can raise up the harden of hearts, men who are hardening hearts to come and to worship Him, men who have been locked up in prison, men who have been atheists, men who decided they didn't want to have nothing to do with God, or life has thrown them a curveball and they've written off the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God can turn their hearts around. And this evening, as Sister Aloma said earlier, you know, we have heard about the doom and the gloom. We have heard about the numbers. And if we follow the news alone will make us depressed in a time like this. But I believe that as we go through, it's a time for the church to raise up and come to its realization about its impact and the effectiveness that we have in this world. And we are living the time right now where the church has to be the church. And the church is not the building, as we said last week, because the building is closed. But the church is still alive and well. The church is still on fire. The church is still going strong. And as we come this evening in the hearing of your ears, in your homes, your wherever you may be, hearing us this evening, we want to encourage you that as the word said, that if it's in this life that we have hope, we'd of men be of men most miserable. But we have seen in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 2 through 5, as was read earlier, that there is hope in Jesus. There's hope in Christ. There's an eternal hope in Christ. And we want to encourage you this evening that in spite of what is happening, you can find hope in Jesus. You can find shelter and comfort in Him. And for those who have lost loved ones even in this pandemic that has been going on, we want to let you know that all hope is not lost because you are still here. And we have a God who is a God of comfort. We have a God who cares. This did not take God by surprise. It did not ambush Him. But He knew all along what would have happened. And God is just showing the world today that He is still in control. He's still the same God. Listen, Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 39 clearly tells us that as we look into the Word of God, we see where God demonstrates to us. For He said, who shall separate us? Or what shall separate us, many times we say, from the love of Christ? And the Bible says, not tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we kill all the day long. But I want to jump down to verse 37. It says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded. And I want to pause there to let you know this evening. I believe that God is going to get the glory out of what is happening on the land. I believe that God is going to manifest His power and His anointing as to what's happening right now. I believe with all my heart and in my spirit that at the end of this, God is going to be glorified. The church is going to be stronger. Lives are going to be changed. Men are going to be running into the kingdom. I believe, I am persuaded, as Paul wrote. And as he said, listen, I'm persuaded that neither life, that neither death or life, nor angels, nor principalities or powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And I believe that with all my heart this evening, that do not be discouraged. Do not be fearful. Dr. Pamela said it earlier. Fear has gripped the hearts of men. Anxiety has increased. But the Lord has told us in His word, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, that He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind.
Right, we're gonna take Dr. Pam. She wanna give us some update on what is happening in Canada.
Yes, presently, a very very good word, Reverend Taylor. Very very good word, and this is reality check time. I'm gonna go to the static shortly, but this is reality check time when we get the opportunity to look in ourselves and said, really, we have always been reading the word of God and we are saying, what can separate us? Nothing will separate us. I know I am saved. I know it doesn't matter what come upon us. I will not, I will not turn away from God. But now this is the time for a reality check. Because if that you've been saying and living before trouble comes, we have to understand that the same God of the mountain is the same God in the valley.
Amen.
He has not changed. Though the circumstances that surround us has changed, God Himself remain the same God. He is the same God. Bless his name tonight. I want to talk a little bit about the static. Right now, I am in self-isolation. I'm on quarantine myself because we have cases in where I work. But I know there is a God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I know there's a God. In Canada now, the number is really growing. Right now, we have 9,659 cases. We have 1,416 recovery. And the death toll has gone to 110. God is still merciful. But we still need a divine intervention. At the end of this, or in the what's going on right now, a lot of families have been broken. A lot of families have lost their loved ones that will they will never come back in the natural body. But so we gotta pray for families. We gotta be praying constantly for families. And that the comfort of the Holy Ghost will just comfort their heart in this time. Back to you.
Right, and as we face these trying times, we have comfort in the Word of God. Because what I want to assure people is that these things just happen. So God has already warned us. I remember I preached from Isaiah 1. He told us that if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the fat of the land. But if we refuse and rebel, you know, we shall be devoured by the sword because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So this is all stem from man's refusal to worship the true and living God. And in that same Isaiah 1, the prophet was saying, the ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib. So he was saying, animals know who they belong to. But yet still mankind was made by God, made in the image of God. That God wants to have fellowship with man. Man has turned to idols. And those are things that really comes up into the nostril of God. So man really caused this judgment on himself. But he still make a way. He still make a way for us all. Because he said in Chronicles, and this is the word of God, it can never change. Situation will not change it. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. That's what God says. So it's very clear for us, but then you have to back that up with Isaiah, where Isaiah said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Some men are busy chasing around astrologers and all witchcraft and all type of evildoer instead of they bow to the true and living God. That's what God requires.
Amen. The Lord, go ahead, Reverend Taylor.
Praise the Lord. And Pastor Cameron, I fully agree with you on that well, not only have we lacked knowledge, as Lady Aluma said earlier, that we're trying to find hope in our houses. It's not there. We're trying to find hope in the government, even the vaccines that they're trying to make. We're trying to find hope in that. But I come to encourage us this evening that the only hope that we have is in Jesus Christ. Many of the people who have passed or transitioned from this life, they had money. They had material things. They had a house. They had a family. They had so many things around them. But yet still, this virus, which is no respect of persons, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are in the White House or the poor house, whether you have wealth, yes or no, whether you are in sickness or health, it is still attacking. It is still coming forward. And we have to realize that in a time like this, the only name that stands above every other name, as Dr. Pamela said, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And we don't come tonight to scare anybody, but we come tonight to encourage you that as you see the signs of the times around you, as you see what's going on in our neighborhood and in our neck of the woods, that we ought to take heed to these things. and look up, because our salvation draweth nigh. We ought to get closer to the Lord. And people who are going through that need to break up their far ground, as the scriptures say. Break up the foolishness. Put aside, lay aside, as Paul said, every weight and the sin that so easily beset us in the book of Hebrews, and that we should come boldly to the throne of grace, because it's now the time that we need to seek God. You see, we have no excuse. We are confined. We are quarantined. But yet still, God is still asking for our time, because everything that has distracted us in the past, God has simply pushed those things aside, all because he requires our attention. And now is the time not to seek his hand because we just want something or wanting to take us out of something, but now is the time to seek his face, to develop that relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. This should get man attention to focus on God, because if you notice, they closed on the Olympics. That stadium could have held probably 90,000, and the people would have gone there, because that's what they love. Wimbledon is closed down, and other entertainment facilities are closed down. I think God is calling man back to himself. God wants man to reconcile man to himself, and these are why this pandemic has taken over the world, so that men can come to consciousness and acknowledge Jesus Christ of Nazareth as the only Savior.
Praise God.
Amen.
Dr. Cameron, I fully agree with you on that, because guess what? It's not only the Olympics that are closed down. The theaters are closed down. The ball games are closed down. Everything that we idolize in this life, the concerts, the theater halls, the sports world, the music world, our cars and stuff, everything that we, our jobs, everything that we idolize in this life. And you'll find many people in the stadiums and you'll find them coming to church. You'll find many people in the theaters and you'll find them coming to church. You'll find many people at the ball games and you'll find them coming to church. You'll find many people outside the bars lingering and you'll find them coming to church. And because of that, God has shut it all down to say, listen, now Romans chapter 1 says, thou art inexcusable, O man. So now we have no excuse but to know that we can spend time with the Lord and seek his face.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes, call me. Yes, call me to recognize. Because not only that, there are some men who recognize Jesus as just being a good prophet, and there are some religion who just recognize him as mortal. But I think he wants us to also recognize his deity, because that's who he is. Man must come into full recognition of him. That's why Isaiah go back in Isaiah 53 and say, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Because men must get a revelation of the true and living God, that he walked this in flesh. And as he said in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And that is the revelation that he wants every man to get.
Amen.
Yes, it is. I have a reading here that someone sent me, and I just want to read it quickly before we go. It says, suddenly we slept in one world and woke up in another. Disney has no more magic, and Paris is no longer romantic. Suddenly in New York, everyone sleeps, and the Great Wall of China is no longer a fortress. Suddenly, hugs and kisses become weapons. Holding hands and walking the park become outlawed. Suddenly, not visiting aged parents and grandparents becomes an act of love. Suddenly, our bombs and machine guns, our tanks and artillery begins to gather dust. Suddenly, we realize that power is with God alone, and that money has no value when it can't even buy you toilet paper. Suddenly, we have been put back in our place by the hand of the universe, and we've been made aware of vulnerable human we truly are when faced in a microbe so powerful, inhumane. Suddenly, everything changes at the twinkling of the eye. Everything changes for man. And we realize that the power is only in the true and living God's hand. So hopefully men are drawing and they are getting what is happening, that it's only God Almighty that can bring deliverance in such a time as this. Back to you.
Yes, that's true. We have to really reach out to God. Because if we realize with this pandemic, it started out from late 2019. And up until this day, there's no vaccine that can deal with it. And that is why we have to emphasize on the blood of Jesus. Because as the songwriter said, it will never lose its power. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. There's still healing in the blood of Jesus. There's still salvation in the blood of Jesus. There's still deliverance in the blood of Jesus. And that is why we have to let people know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's why David, go back in Psalm 23, and what did he say? Yea, though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art in me. Want to give a shout out this evening to Florida, Travis in Florida, you're listening to the Clarendon Connection. We say good evening, New York, you're listening to the Clarendon Connection. K-Man, how are you doing? Just thank you all for tuning into the Clarendon Connection. And we continue to exalt the name of Jesus. We have this evening on as our guest, Reverend Paul Taylor and his wife. And my wife is at the other end, Dr. Cameron. And I'm here in Jamaica, still lifting up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ is Lord, because we know we are on the winning side. Over to you, Reverend Taylor.
Praise the Lord. Pastor and Dr. Cameron, we want to pray for the people of God this evening, and pray also for Dr. Pamela Ema. She's in quarantine herself. She's not stricken with the virus. Let's make that very clear. She's not. But as she said early on in the program, that someone at her workplace has been stricken with the virus. And I want people to understand this evening that children of God, Christians, are not exempt from trouble.
Yeah.
God is not a Santa Claus. He's not a hand-me-out God. He's not a food for the poor God. He's not a charity God. So it doesn't necessarily mean that because we are Christians, we are exempt from trouble. And if we read through the scriptures, we saw the same thing happen with Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and 20. We saw the same thing happen with Job in the book of Job. We saw so many instances. We saw Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, who was put in prison and was treated badly in front of the king. We saw the great city of Jerusalem being torn down because of their sin, of course, from the great Babylon at the time. So it shows us through the history of the Word of God that we are not exempt from trouble. But what we have is that we have an eternal hope in Jesus. That even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of Egypt, in the midst of the 10 plagues in Egypt, God is able to preserve his people, that they were not afflicted, they were not impacted. And it simply means that even during this time, we have a God who is able to cover. We have a God who is able to keep. We have a God who is able to deliver. And if you are listening to us this evening and you do not know that God, we encourage you this evening that Buddha can't do it, as Pastor Cameron said earlier. Muhammad can't do it. Confucius can't do it. Hare Krishna can't do it. None of them can do it. But we know someone who is able to do that this evening, and he is Jesus Christ our Lord, and we want to declare him to you. And as we go in prayer this evening, we want to ask the Lord to open a way. We want to ask the Lord to deliver and to cover his people as we go through the storm. Hallelujah.
And Pastor,
Father,
Reverend Taylor, before you pray, just pray also for the workers, because of this virus, a lot of people are just calling in and calling like, I am overbooked with work, like overbooked myself, because the fear has gripped even the workers. So just pray for the calmness to come upon the workers in the healthcare. Thank you.
And Dr. Pamela, I'm glad you said that, because I have the frontline healthcare workers and emergency workers and essential workers in mind to pray for them, in my spirit, to pray for them.
Amen.
Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you this evening because you are a great and a mighty God. Mm-hmm. You have proven yourself time and time again. Mm-hmm. And this evening we come to you because you're a God whose track record has spoken for itself. Mm-hmm. And you are not just the God of Abraham and Isaac and Daniel, God and Jeremiah, but we have proven you in our lives that you have become personal to us, not just the God of David, but we have seen where you have taken us through dangers, seen and unseen. And this evening on this line, God, as you have given us this medium to reach to the masses, Lord, you said that your word shall go forth all over the earth before the end shall come. And we pray this evening that all those who are listening, that, Father, that you would ignite their spirits, that, Lord, that you would lift them up this evening, God, and that you would place them at a place where they have never been before. Father, as we go through this time of pandemic, this time, oh God, of pestilence, we have seen so many people and heard of so many people who are on the front lines in different countries, different areas, different provinces, different regions, different parishes who have been affected by this, God. And we ask this evening that, Lord, that your hand will cover them. Remember, Father God, the healthcare workers and the essential workers and the emergency workers who are on the front line, God, who are doing such a work, who are just even risking their lives. They have sacrificed their families. And God, even as they go through, some of them are burdened and overwhelmed even in this situation. But we know that you are a God who's able to strengthen. You're a God who's able to keep. And we plead the blood. We place, oh God, them under the blood of Jesus. And we pray, Holy Ghost, that you will form a spiritual covering over them. Touch their immune systems, oh God. Many of them went into this profession out of compassion, because, oh God, they may have had an experience in their lives, or their family may have gone through a sickness. God, they decided they wanted to become a nurse or a doctor or EMT. My God, they wanted to become a police officer, God, or ambulance worker, or work in the radiology or in the healthcare industry. And this evening, God, their profession, their training has been put to the test through this pandemic. But we know that you are a God who is able to deliver. So we pray this evening, the omnipotent God, who is the all-knowing, the omnipresent God, who is everywhere. You can span across Canada and Jamaica and the U.S., Europe and Africa, South America, Asia, Antarctica. It doesn't matter where we are this evening, you are still there because you transcend time and distance. And this evening, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over their lives. We plead the blood on their hands. We plead the blood over their PPE garments. Oh God, we plead the blood over every mask that they wear. We plead the blood over their homes. Many can't even go home because, God, it is so intense in the hospitals. And this evening, God, we believe by faith that you are able. And we ask, God, for all those who are praying as we lift up our voices to you, that your name will be glorified. Thank you, God, for what you are doing. Thank you for what you're about to do. God, as we plead the blood this evening, you said, when you see the blood, you will pass over. And we believe and hold on to that promise, to that truth, because you have demonstrated that in Egypt. So for this, we give you praise. Thank you for Pastor Cameron. Thank you for Dr. Cameron this evening. Thank you for Lady Aloma and myself and all those who have come on this line to encourage your people and let them know that there is a God in heaven who is still real and still in the miracle working business. For this, we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Pastor Paul, I just got a request from New York, and they want us to pray for their family. So I want Sister Taylor to pray a short prayer for this family in New York, that God will have his way with them. Pray, Sister Taylor.
Thank you, God. God, we approach your throne, O God of grace and of mercy.
Jesus.
We thank you, God, that we can gather in this fashion, O God, to lift up your name, O God, Jesus.
Yes.
To let people and know who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, as prayer has been requested, oh God, from that family in New York, we put them before you right now, in the name of Jesus. I don't know if anybody in the family has a virus or whatever the situation may be. Oh God, Jesus, whatever the need is, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will meet them, oh God, at their point of need. We pray, oh God, that you'll cover them under the blood. Jesus, and if they don't know you, God, we pray, oh God, that you reveal yourself to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, I pray, oh God. Give them the victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we come against fear, we come against anxiety, whatever the situation may be, oh God. Jesus, there is nothing, oh God, too hard for you, my God. So we lift up your name and praise you, God, and we put that family before you, God. And everything, oh God, everyone that is connected to them, oh God, we put them before you right now, oh God. Jesus, at the foot of your cross, and we ask you, God, to have your way.
Yes,
have your way with them, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
We want you to join us next week, same time, same place. We want to thank Reverend Taylor and his wife, Dr. Cameron, in Canada. And this is your host, Pastor Cameron, right here in Clarendon, Jamaica, on the curfew, but we're still praising the true and living God. Back to your studio, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.